Fuck you.
Fun phone number 109. The Joke Line Convention, taping April 4th, playing back the 11th of July.
Damn.
Your contribution.
It's time for a Fun Phone skit, starring the entire Fun Phone gang. Stu, Uncle Jeffy, Uncle Brucey, M Squared, Larry West LA, and Ronnie Tarzana.
You got back early. A Mr. Telefonicson called you. He wants to talk to you.
Yeah, what'd you tell him?
Oh, I said you'd be back around now.
Perfect timing. Hello?
Hello there. Stu Fun Phone?
Yes?
Yeah, my name is Lou Telefonicson, and I spoke to your partner, Uncle Jeffy.
Oh, yeah? Well, what can I do for you?
Yeah. Me and my buddy, Jaime Schlemiel, we're organizing a convention for all the joke numbers all across the country.
And?
We was wondering if you'd like to be the host.
Me? You want me to be the host of your big joke line convention?
That's the straight cookie, pal. We've been listening to your line, and we think you got loads of talent.
Well, thank you.
So, can you do it?
I'd be honored.
All right. Listen, we rented a room at the Travelator Motel in Salinas. The convention's next Saturday, and everybody in phones are gonna be there.
Okay, well, will there be tables that have displays of all the lines and things like that?
Yeah. Here are some. Let's see here. Mobile Monolith, whatever that is. Let's see. Maps, Two Stars Homes, something called Fish. No, Fluke. Yeah,
well, that's enough. You got yourself a deal, pal.
Yay, that's great. See you next week.
Well, did he, bite?
Yeah, hi. He bit all right. With his ego, I knew he would.
What a terrific idea. He's got such a big mouth. He'll fix it so he could take over the entire telephone system.
Hey, right. Yeah, any idiot knows at a convention like this, there's bound to be some idiot trying to smuggle copies of blue boxes in and sell them at profit.
Right. And that's just where we come in. We have this fun phone character get up in front of the whole audience. Then we ask for a contribution for a charity in Salinas. And then have him unknowingly transmit blue box plans to the entire group. He'll get busted and then we swipe all the dough and all the other valuable information while the cops are raiding the joint.
Hey, what an idea.
Stu, how long do I have to sit at this table?
Until I finish my monologue in front of the audience. Then I'll come back here and join you. In the meantime, I want to walk around and look at the other table.
Aw, gee, thanks a lot, Stu. I get to sit here while you have all the fun.
Never mind, Jeffy. Just get busy promoting the line.
Okay. Here we are, folks, the famous fun phone line direct from Encino. Here we are. Who the hell cares? Here we are.
Hello, party.
Well, Tom Santa Monica, long time no see.
I see you still haven't learned to properly speak the English language, Stu.
Same old Tom. Very funny. What have you been up to?
Oh, nothing much. I just decided to come up here and see what all you guys have to offer.
Which reminds me...
Jeffy, set up the display and start selling those tapes.
Oh, all right. Here they are, folks. Get your Albert A. interview tapes right here. On sale at the Fun Phone booth. They haven't been heard for over 2 years, and now is your chance to enjoy every single one. Pardon me, sir. You, sir, would you like to buy some Al Bernay interviews?
Uncle Jeffy, what the hell do you think you're doing?
Oops, Bernay, what are you doing here?
Never mind. You sell one of those Al Bernay interview tapes, and you won't have a single vein on your neck left. You understand?
Pardon me, Stu. I can't miss this. Hi, Jeffy. Here's my $2. I guess I can have one of these Brene tapes now.
But, Tom, you can't!
Show you what Al Brene is really like, you little shit. How dare you sell Al Brene interviews? I'll kill you. I'll kill you.
Jeffy, will you stop playing games and start getting to work?
Well, that's my cue. I'll be back in a few minutes. Now get busy, Jeffy.
I'll teach you to sell Al Brene interviews.
Good afternoon, phone freaks and phone enthusiasts. Welcome to the country's first phone freak convention. My name is Stu Funphone, and I want to... I see we have some wonderful people here today. You know, a funny thing happened to me on the way to the convention. I got a flat tire. Now, you may ask how I got a flat tire. Well, I ran over a milk bottle. You may again ask how a milk bottle got in the middle of the street. Well, it wasn't really. Some damn kid had it under his coat. You know what I felt was the best way to make a Venetian blind? Throw acid in his eyes. Well, I don't want to overdo it, so I think I'd better start thanking all the people who came here and participated. First, Al Brene, who's been selling maps at his corner over there for over 6 hours. Thank you for coming, Al.
I'll teach you to sell Brene interviews, you Jeffy ass breath.
Next, as I look out over the convention floor, I see many Los Angeles phone freaks, particularly, there he is, Tom Santa Monica. Thank you for coming, Tom.
Hello, party.
And you'll have to clean it up, Tom. And there's my good friend, M Squared. He runs the comment line in North Hollywood. Hi, M.
Hey, wow. Hey, look, I'd like to thank all of you and every one of you, especially you, Stu, for presenting me with this wonderful award. And I feel that I really did indeed earn it for being such a tremendous... community service to the entire North Hollywood group of people. Who
you were, Em, and thank you.
And I'd like to really tell you now, if I could just take a moment, and how about that we came to deciding to run Mobile Monolith?
And I'm sure everyone on the floor would like to know too, Em, but unfortunately we don't have the time.
Upon a time, when I was just a mere lad of 23, I toyed with the idea of running a telephone.
John!
Finally, I did something. I called up Pacific Telephone and ordered three, count them, three RDL couplers.
John!
Before a very short time had passed, M Squared was in full operation.
Fine. Thank you, John. And now we move on.
Of course, you know, it wasn't really a comment line. You see?
Bernie! M Squared is also selling out Bernie interviews!
What?
Well, first I was running loop recordings, and then I...
I guess Brene is good for something. Anyway, now we...
Yeah, pardon me, Stu. Listen, I was wondering if you'd read this announcement.
Huh? Oh, sure. But for ladies and gentlemen, here's the chief organizer of this convention, Mr. Lou Telefonixon.
Right. Hey, good morning, man.
Oh, yeah, okay, right. Yeah, thanks. Listen, here, read this, Stu.
Okay, let me see. Here's a... Well, isn't this nice? Sure, they'll cooperate. Hey, gang, listen to this. The local Salinas lettuce pickers need new gloves for the upcoming fall season. If each of you on the convention floor can donate $5, I'll read a surprise announcement inside this envelope here that will affect the outcome of all of you. How about it? I knew you'd cooperate. Okay, just give your donations to Lou here.
Yeah, okay, that's it. Hey, thank you. Yeah, thank you. Okay. Hey, Stu, read the surprise.
All right. See what we have here. Well, how nice. How to save money on your phone bill.
Hey, I got the dope. The speed at home.
Right, Lou?
First, you need 7 oscillators tuned to the frequencies of...
All right, that does it! This is a raid! Everybody in this building, you're all under arrest!
I said pizza lefty! What the hell are you doing here?
I paid my $5, so I'm in! You and your underground organization are all under arrest! I better call the chief and have him send over a bus to take all of you to jail with!
For what? For what?
As if you didn't know. Read on, read on. To yourself, that is.
This is a plan for
Oh, got it, turkey lips. Now all of you, you're all under arrest. Let me just open this door here to store all of you in until the police come and...
For God's sake, Jaime, will you hurry up? If we're not out of here soon, we're gonna be arrested too.
I'm hurrying. Let me just put half of the money here with a master copy of that announcement that Funphone Jerk is reading, and
then... I don't believe it! I don't believe it! Lou Telefonixon and Jaime Schlemiel, the two biggest toll frauds in the country! country. I should have known it would be you two behind all this mayhem. You organized this whole thing and tried to put the blame on Stuart Funphone. I should have known better. Funphone is too stupid to know how to build a blue box. Both of you jerks are under arrest. Come on.
Hi, Yonko. You and your damn big fat mouth.
I'm sorry, boss. How did I know telephony would follow everybody here, huh?
Just remember, telephony knows where everybody goes. All right, March, I'm taking you in. One, two, three.
Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes our phone freak joke line convention. Drive carefully and go home straight. Go straight home.
That
was close. Jeffy, hey Jeffy, come on, let's go home. Jeffy?
I'll teach you to sell Al Bernay interviews, you little shit.
How do you like that? I almost get arrested and put in jail, and Jeffy spends his whole time playing games with Al Bernay. Some friend he is.
I'll teach you, ass breath. I'll teach you.
Help, Stu, help! Help, help! John is running away!
Lou Telefonicson was played by M Squared. Jaime Schlemiel was Ronnie Tarzana. Arthur P. Telefony was played by Uncle Jeffy. We'd like to thank our special guests, Al Bernay and Tom Santa Monica, who played themselves. This is Stu Funphone speaking.